Hello and welcome everybody to the podcast where we're all about real talk and real thoughts. I'm your host Matthew and I thank you for tuning in. Now I just ask if you can please like and share so we can reach more people in different countries and regions so they can hear this episode. This episode is something that I honestly am excited to talk about because it was never mentioned as I grew up. And what I'm talking about right now is finances, personal finances, right? Something that everybody sooner or later has to confront, learn how to deal with, learn how to maneuver in. But unfortunately, I never had that chance when I was younger. Not until I was about the age, 16, 17, 18, really? 17, 18, that's when I truly took it serious and truly tried to look into it. And I'm going to go more deep into it right now, but I want to first give it to our special sponsor of this podcast, which I'll be explaining who the sponsor is right now. Okay, we're back. Thank you, Anchor, for sponsoring this podcast. Now, with finances, many of you might have questions. Why is having a budget important? Why does me saving or investing my money important at this age? It's important because if anything, while you have this money, while investing it, you can later see the fruit of it, right? Say if you invest right in a Roth IRA. Now, honestly, personally, I have not got the chance to invest in a Roth IRA because financially, I want to put as much as I can into it. And right now, I'm using my money to do something crazy, which is start a business, right? Now, personally, that's up to your discretion. You know, at the end of the day, this is your money, right? Technically, God's, but you know, he gave you this, you know, money to give, this money to provide for yourself and your needs and help others with. So that's what I'm saying. It's personal. It's up to you. But for me, right now, Roth IRA is not in my mind. Not until I get a career-oriented job, but that's me. Again, I want to just encourage you, though, those that are listening between the ages of, 16 and up, or younger, I really want to encourage you to please look up different ways to save money, different ways to invest money, different ways to make money. You know, growing up, you hear, oh, go to college, get a degree, and that's the way to get a good job and good life. But at the end of the day, at what cost does it have on you physically, mentally, and emotionally? There's many people out there, millions of people right now that are working jobs they do not like. Why? Because it doesn't make them happy. Or because it doesn't bring them the satisfaction that they're looking for. Granted, though, maybe at the moment God has you at that job to use you to bring people to him, right? To talk about God to people in that job. So at the moment, in that, you know, financially it might not seem great, but spiritually, you can use that and speak about God. Use your job, talk to your coworkers about God and how good he is. And maybe that's where God has you. But now if he doesn't, and now you chose this job that you have now currently, it's up to you to manage your money. You can believe all you want. Oh yes, you know what? I believe I'll get a 100K job, good benefits, all this, but without the works, it's dead. It says it in James. And that was actually mentioned in a podcast episode that will either go out after this one or before this one. But anyways, it's important just to have faith and works together. So that's why I'm stressing out, stressing to you guys, how important it really is to budget. For me, I budget bi-weekly because I get paid bi-weekly. And I'll be real with you guys, I get maybe 800, maybe a little more, depending on how many hours I work. And with that money, I first give 10% to God because it's not my money. It's God's. And, you know, tithing is something that I have to go deep and research about. You know, it was brought to me through the church, why we tithe and all that. And overall, it's to God. That's what I really got from it, is to God, and that's enough for me to tithe. That's enough for me to give. If it's for God, even for the church, amen. You know, but 10% to God, right? And the rest of the money, you break it down. For me, I pay bills, so I will give certain amount of money to food, certain amount of money to car insurance, certain amount of money to other things, right? Now, for you, I don't know, but I really suggest that you start to divide your money. So after the 10%, after paying the bills, now you have some money left over, hopefully. Now, if you do, I recommend that you I will put most of it into savings, right? But the other things, you know, yes, you could use it for miscellaneous. You could use it maybe to invest in a business idea that you always wanted to do. And with that, I do encourage you to, you know, do that. And especially if you're young. Even if you're in your 30s, for example, come on, just take that step, right? And, you know, maneuver around your finances, see where you can take out more money from. Like, you know, if you're going out to eat a lot, maybe you can, like, go out to eat 3 times a week, 2 times a week, and not go to something expensive. And that will help you save money. And with that money that you have extra, the extra money you have, you can use it toward your goals, to other things in the future, you know. And so that's why it's important to take the time to really look at where you're at. Now, many of us have goals where we want to get a house, a car. So with that, you have to look up jobs that will fit the lifestyle that you want. For me personally, I want a lifestyle that, you know, provides for me and my family. In the future, I'm talking about future family. Right now, I'm single. I'm 19. So that's why right now, I'm not thinking too much of it. But I'm not also ignoring it at the same time. Because that's up to me. My plan is to get a job, save as much money as I can, and then move out once I'm, you know, married. That's personal. For you, I don't know how that looks like. I don't know where God has you in that. Or I don't know where you have yourself in that. So you got to also plan for the future, basically, what I'm trying to say. If you want a job or if you want a lifestyle that requires you to get a better job, then I really suggest that you look up YouTube videos. That's what I did. I looked up good jobs without a college degree. Some of them were federal jobs. You got USPS, federal broadcast. So I'm going to leave it to my future outro self. Thank you everyone that has joined today's podcast episode. I hope you guys have a great, amazing day. God bless, stay safe, and I will definitely keep you guys updated when the next episode will be out. Peace. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. One thing. I just ask if you guys can... if you guys can please share the podcast, like, comment, that will help out so much, and it will get people to hear it. This podcast episode, I believe this podcast episode especially needs to be heard by teenagers, but by everyone, of course, by teenagers, because that's where they really start to develop the need of a financial stability and budgeting, really. And so it would be much appreciated, but you listening, taking the time out of your day to listen is more than enough, and I really, truly appreciate that. Again, take care. God bless. Peace.